You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's action in Leopardstown. It's the fourth instalment of a fantastic few days there. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look into the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Very well, thank you.
Good man. Another good day in Leopardstown, really. A couple more grade ones to come and some exciting horses on show.
Yeah, exciting horses on show. Not many exciting betting heats because of that. A lot of these races have been decimated, and certain connections have also been put off by several of the big names all taking their chance. We've got a couple of horses that ran over the last couple of days which don't go because they ran poorly. But all in all, a good viewing card as well, and we're always learning in this game, so be nice to see how some of these potential Cheltenham horses get on today.
It will. Let's get stuck into the action then. The first race in Leopardstown on Tuesday is the 12:10. We start with the Martinstown Opportunity Handicap Chase. It's over 2 miles and five furlongs. The market headed by Court Frontier, who's 2-1 into 13-8 at the time of recording this. 15-2 for Kilcrea. Just Get Cracking, 15-2 as well, as is On the Shannon. It's 10-1 for Mr. First, 11s for Corporate Box, and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. We do have a non-runner here. Number 13, Montana Slim, doesn't go, but that shouldn't really affect things too much at the top end of the market. What did you make of the opening race, Andy?
Yeah, no great surprise, Mark, to see Court Frontier at the head of the market. Really impressive the other day when making his seasonal reappearance at Fairy House, the way he quickened away from a useful horse in the shape of Western the Pointer, went in there off the back of several good performances, was something that certainly would, you'd seem, set him up for the rest of the season. He's always been very highly regarded. He's always been very well backed as well. So they obviously must feel as though there's more to come. Of course, it's quite difficult to line up these hunter chases and give them a right mark. And on the evidence of what he did the other day, a mark of 100 certainly was very lenient, to say the least. Therefore, even 112 with John Fitzpatrick's four off of 108, he still could be the right side of the handicapper by quite a way. And he's been punted this morning. So you could see why he is so short. Of the ones at a slightly bigger price, and I do like to look for a little bit of value every now and again, is Corporate Box, Roger Sweeney's mare. She was third in a very hot race at Clonmel on her last start, and that was behind, of course, Princess Scars. Now, when you look at that form, just at the time, you think, well, it was just average, but subsequently, Princess Scars has gone on to win a handicap at Navan, and, of course, Load the Colours are some very good Grade 1 horses at Leopardstown in the Grade 1 staying hurdle yesterday. So obviously that form is definitely better than what we thought at the time. Forever Gold was also in that race as well, and of course he took the Pertemps final as well, the qualifier for the final yesterday. So one about from Roger Sweeney's mare, who is probably better renowned for plying a trade in slightly lower or lesser company, and this would probably be more in keeping with her overall profile. She finished second to Down Under prior to that at Kilbeggan, and that was back in May, so she probably would have wanted the run. Ground-wise, she's fairly adaptable, good ground to soft ground. It's just whether she can jump these fences. Up to now, she's probably better, like I say, at the smaller provincial tracks. But providing she takes to them okay, I certainly think she's got the form, the quality to run a nice race at a big price. So let's go with Corporate Box for a little bit of value in the first each way.
Bit of value in the first then for Andy in the shape of Corporate Box. The 12:45 is race two on the card. This one is a 2.5 mile maiden hurdle. Space Cadet heads the market and has gone odds on now 4-5 from even money. Call It Magic is 3-1, 10-1 for Yes Sir Brian. Acapella Bourgeois is 12-1, as is Dundrum Lad, and it's 14s or bigger for the others. Pretty short price favourite in Space Cadet, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, just by the market's activity this morning, you'd probably have to be a Space Cadet to not back this horse, to be perfectly honest. And it's certainly got the best form coming into this race. a couple of really nice efforts so far today to over hurdles. Just bumped into a couple of equally progressive types. The name escapes me, obviously a strong stayer down in Dan Royal. And then went up to Trip the other day, bumped into what I consider to be perhaps Willie Mullins' strongest staying young novice so far this season, and probably will be Albert Bartlett Band in the shape of Up for Review. Certainly nothing wrong with that performance, and littered all the way through that race as horses have gone on to run well and win subsequently, such as Maldini, who won a maiden hurdle at Ferry House next time out and finished third yesterday in the Per Temps qualifier. And Ice Cold Soul, he also won out of that race as well. So the form is absolutely rock solid. The pair of them pull well clear. Heavy ground, obviously, was in ascendancy that day, and conditions are the same today. He certainly deserves to get his head in front. As I said, he's by far and away the best horse in this race. And with the Gordon Elliott team in good form and David Russell riding on the crest of a wave, you know, it's a very, very seductive-looking short price favourite here in the shape of Space Cadet.
Space Cadet, then a warm-looking favourite in the 12:45. The 120 is race three on the card, and this one is a Grade 3 mare's hurdle over 2.5 miles. It's teased the reappearance of Morning Run, who's 4-7 at the top of the market. Willie Mullins also has the second favourite in the shape of Whiteout at 3-1. 9-1 for Rock on the Moor. Miss Dynamic is 16-1, and 20s or bigger for the others. So, like a lot of races in Ireland, Andy, Willie Mullins has a real strong hand here.
He does, and most people obviously be concentrating on Morning Run because she's unbeaten in six starts. She rounded off her season last year with a win in the Grade 3 at Ferry House. We haven't seen her since, not sure why. She's obviously had some kind of setback, and you know, whether she's fit enough to do herself justice first time off the shelf for the best part of a year is obviously open to question, particularly on ground as testing as this. And with that in mind, it wouldn't totally surprise me if the stable did win this, but not with the short price jolly. It could actually go the way of Whiteout, the second string. It wouldn't be the first time that William Mullins has won with a second or even third string when he runs two or three horses in a race. And given that this horse is a bit of an unheralded, unsung hero, Jack Rico can go out and ride this race without a massive amount of pressure attached to you know, the whole situation. She was a good winner last time, actually beating a couple of William Mullins trained horses, Velasa Monteg, and of course Jutaine de Burleigh, who was very strongly fancied that day. Prior to that, had been second to Identity Thief, and of course that form is absolutely rock solid, with the winner going on to win at Newcastle in that Grade 1 next time out. So she's done nothing wrong. She handles the ground. She's fit. That's the one thing we do know with her, and she stays really well. And the combination of all those factors certainly would make me want to back her 3-1 rather than take 4-7 about the risky favourite.
Taking on the favourite then in the 120. The 155 is race 4 on the card. It's the first of the Grade 1s. This one is the Neville Hotels Novice Chase, a Grade 1 over 3 miles. A short price favourite in the shape of No More Heroes, who's 4-11 at the time of recording this. 3-1 for Monksland, 14-1 for Rule the World, and 40-1 for Wrath of Titans. No real surprise to see No More Heroes favourite, Andy. Got the better of Monksland last time, but I suppose the trip's interesting this time round.
Yeah, I mean, to all intents and purposes, though, Mark, I mean, he's been looking as though he wants further than 2.5 miles for all his career. Now, the only time he did try it was, of course, at Punchestown last year in the Grade 1, but he might have actually been over the top by then. You know, he had a really hard race in the Albert Bartlett, where, to be fair, he should have won. And there was certainly no indication that day that 3 miles was going to be a barrier to his future prospects. He stayed on very strongly to beat a strong stayer in himself, Monksland in the Drinmoor. And because there's only four runners, I can't see him going an absolute million miles an hour here. It's not as if there's a big field and it's going to be an hour-and-out, 3 mile test. So with that in mind, it's very, very difficult to oppose him here, and the market has probably got him about right around the 2-5 mark. Monksland has got, I suppose, half a squeak of maybe turning the form around, but you need probably rose-tinted glasses to see that. It's probably just on the fact that he's running at Leopardstown and he's got a fantastic record here rather than anywhere else. So that would probably make one or two value seekers look towards the 3-130 for Noel Meade's charge and think, well, you know, let's roll the dice with him. Rule the World just finds winning difficult, and he's definitely better in handicaps than me. And Wrath of Titans is making up the numbers. So No More Heroes, unfortunately, is a rather uninspiring selection from yours truly in the 155.
No More Heroes to confirm favouritism there. Then the 2:30 is the Ryanair Hurdle, a Grade 1 over 2 miles. Nichols Canyon is the favourite at 2-5, having been shortened up from 1-2, so still popular at those prices. 11-4 for Identity Thief. Windsor Park is 10-1 and 100-1 for Plinth. It's all about Nichols Canyon here, isn't it, Andy? Hurricane Fly made this race his own. Willie Mullins has a decent replacement in Nichols Canyon, who lowered the colours of Fourheen last time. So can you see past him?
You can't really, can you? Again, another short one that, bar accidents, you'd have to say, to go the way the form book tells you. You know, if you've beaten Faheen, the reigning champion hurdler and unbeaten horse up until that point, then it's hard to see beyond Nichols Canyon here. And he's such a reliable horse type that you wouldn't have suggested that that run at Punchestown was anything other but believable. There's certainly no fluke about it. He made all in tenacious fashion, and he saw off his stabber companion pretty readily in the latter stages. He goes obviously well around this track. He won the Grade 1 here in February last year, the Deloitte. And, you know, his only subsequent defeat came at Cheltenham in the Neptune, when he probably just didn't quite start triple. To be fair, he probably just wasn't himself that day because he was quite keen and buzzy. But as we've seen on many occasions, these 2.5 miles, actually, when they drop back to the minimum trip, can be just as deadly as if they went actually up in distance like a lot of all the horses have in the past. So I'm a real big fan of Nichols Canyon, and it wouldn't surprise me if he does put some kind of pressure on Faheen at the head of the Champion Hurdle market, because you know, he's always going to be that kind of horse that slips under the radar because he's not a flash as his stabber companion.
Bit of a sidetrack here, Andy, but what do you make of the form last time? If they met again, would you see Nichols Canyon getting the better of Faheen again, or do you think it'll be reversed next time if they meet again?
Well, a lot depends on how they're ridden, of course, Mark. That's the beauty. I mean, on that occasion at Punchestown, Nichols Canyon made the run and got first run, and Faheen, that seems better when he's allowed to bowl along in front, as we saw in last year's champion on the course at Kempton. So it's all about tactics and who gets first jump and how they're ridden on the day, I suppose. Unless we know that knowledge, it's difficult to make a clear-cut assessment, you know, 2 or 3 months in advance. But either way, Nichols Canyon is certainly not a horse to disregard in any Grade 1 race every 2 miles.
Yeah, be great to see that if it happens again later on in the season. The 305 is the penultimate race on the card. This one is race 6, and it's a novice handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. Squatter heads the market at 9-4. 4-1 for Archive. Kennedy Castle is 6-1. 13-2 for Mar Garrett. 7s from 8s for Bailey Cloud. Crown of Gold is 7-1. 9s for Cliffside Park, and 20s for Merrion Row, who's the outsider of the field there. Who'd you like in the penultimate race, Andy?
Yeah, I didn't think much of this race, to be honest. I didn't think there was that many with obvious claims. And I was quite surprised, funny enough, to see Bailey Cloud at such a price, considering he ran in a Grade 1 here only 2 days ago. And to be fair, he didn't run that badly. He ran a good deal of credit. He rather got stuck out on the wing that day. He had no cover and was kind of not racing in amongst the pack where other horses had the chance of just drafting in behind horses. So I always think it's a lot more difficult to do that, achieve a decent performance. But like I say, to be fair, he didn't run too bad. Prior to that, he was a good fourth behind the same horses, Long Dog and Back Don, in the Royal Bond. So he's stringing together a decent portfolio. We know he likes the ground. We know he goes around the track, because that was a good run the other day. And this is quite a weak affair. You know, he's up against horses that are rated in the, you know, the 100 and teens, and they've been plying their trade in much lower summer jumping company. You've got Squatter, obviously, he's on the upgrade, and bumped to a horse of William Mullins is called American Tom the other day. But that race is littered with horses that fell at the second last. So even though it looks good on paper, he probably would have finished fourth that day. I'm not absolutely totally convinced about him. Mar Garrett is very much a summer jumping horse. As you can see by its form figures, all its best forms on decent ground in the sort of the autumn and the springtime. So I do think this one's been overpriced here, Bailey Cloud, this morning. It's 7-1 with William Hill. I think this is one of the best bets on the card.
All right, one of the best bets on the card then for Andy in the 3.05. The final race on the card is the 3.40. We finish with a 2 mile bumper, and Lucky Pass 8-13 from 8-11 this morning. 9-4 for First Figaro. New to this town is 9-1. 14s for Jack the Wire, and 25-1 are bigger prices for the other two. Easy to see why this Willie Mullins trained Lucky Pass is odds on here, Andy. Won a 4-year-old maiden point at Lochinmore for Brian Hamilton. Sold for £140,000, and showed a nice turn of foot on bumper debut under rules last time as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether this horse is going to be a champion bumper horse elect, but one thing he shows on his debut at Fairy House and his makeup is that he's a very strong stayer. It was very testing conditions that day, and he basically just outground the opposition late on. He probably had more up his sleeve than the eventual winning margin suggested, as well as a length and a half, says in the form book, because he probably went 4 or 5 lengths clear on the running, but Paddy Mullins eased off of him late on, and it allowed Avellino to claw back the winning margin. The second, at least, has gone on to win subsequently, so the form is absolutely rock solid. They were well clear of the rest. The time in the race actually wasn't too bad either.
and they went a good tempo that day. Normally I get a lot of slowly run bumpers in Ireland, but it puts him well clear on my speed figures. The circuit time was good, and given that there might be a bit more improvement to come and this track should suit him, I could see why he's very, very short in the betting. First Figaro is also a very nice horse as well from the World Camp, but ground would be a slight issue with him, and the fact that he also comes from a yard who's had a little bit of a sticky patch over the time period. This new to this town won quite nicely at Thurles the other day. The race at Merry Knight rather fluffed his lines, but whether that overall form is good enough here, I'd have to argue with. So it's all about William Mullins again in the last race. He often cleans up in these kind of events, and I expect him to do so here as well today.
Lucky pass then, Frandy, and the lucky last. Let's just have a little bit of a summary as usual, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Leopardstown one more time.
Yeah, Court Frontier looks the one to beat in the Marchstown opportunity chase, but I'll go with Corporate Box as a little bit of sneaky each-way value. Second race, Space Cadet looks as though he'll justify short price favouritism in that maiden hurdle. 120, might just get the bragging rights for the William Mullins camp in that Grade 3 mares race. No More Heroes is taking to meet Munsterland again in the Grade 1 novices chase. And the 10-30 Nichols Canyon should justify his position at the champion hurdle market with that win in the Ryanair hurdle. Big Cloud, if all eight runners go to post, looks a really good each-way bet there, considering he's run well in two Grade 1s on his last two starts. This is much, much weaker than that. And in the final race, Lucky Pass looked a nice horse when winning on debut, and he should follow up in just as easy fashion.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck, and we'll enjoy having you on Racing Radio again this afternoon.
Yep, see you soon, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.